boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I don't know how much longer we're going to be those girls in the afternoon, because I feel like you have found your new calling in life.
What do you know that I don't know?
Well, that you have a special set of skills.
There's not a lot up here. What in the brain? What do you got?
No, I think you were, I mean, as great as you are as a radio DJ and my co-host.
Great is a big word to say for that.
I think you would be a great aircraft marshaler.
You know what? I have never thought about that, but Cedar Rapids Air, CID, are you hiring? Do you have to have an education for that? You didn't even look into it, did you?
I don't know. Here's why I know this. Because we were out on Friday doing our show live at Jazzercise. And one of the fun parts about being a DJ is you get to drive the station vehicles.
Uh-huh.
Which are quite large. Our station wagon is a big vehicle.
That part I'm not that good at. I hit curbs a lot.
I know. That's why I volunteered to...
She's tired of me hitting curbs.
I'm like banging my head into the window. It hurts after a while. So I was backing it up so that we could unload.
Uh-huh.
And you, I mean, the hand pointing, mm-hmm. back it up, back it up, back it up. And then beyond that, you had zero fear that I was just going to hit you.
No, I get right up in there.
I'm not kidding. The beeper camera, the backup camera was like, beep, 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 beep. And you're like, keep coming. And I'm like, I'm going to run you over.
I had no fear.
So I'm like, why not take it one step further and do that for airplanes?
I think I would actually be so good at it. And it's one of my favorite things when you're at an airport and you're about to fly in or fly out or whatever, mm-hmm. right? My favorite thing is to watch them. Mm. Oh my God, I'm so amazed by their work. But I do need to look into seeing if they need an education, because I don't have it.
I'm sure there's some sort of certification. They're not just throwing randos out on the tarmac being like, well, just start pointing.
Just point. Here's your orange cone. You'll be good.
Oh my gosh. I imagine? Didn't even think about after nighttime when get to use the glow in the dark thing.
I know. I'm in charge of a big aircraft. I'm so excited. I'd love to do this. I wonder if they're hiring. CID.
I'm saying, I think you need to look into it. I don't want to be on the airplane watching you do it. I'll watch from inside.
Because you think I would do bad?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You might start
pointing willy-nilly. I nailed the station wagon. What's a couple more of those lined up?
Like thousands of them. A big difference. Big, big difference.
And hundreds of people inside.
Right. Yeah. I don't choose to be one of them.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
And this one is specifically for you, Destiny.
Really?
This Trending with Taylor.
Everybody else, move away. Move to the side. It's my turn.
It is, because you keep sending me stuff about Traders, which unfortunately for us has ended after last week. But they've been pushing the normie version. Normal people are being casted for the next season of Traders. And I figure, instead of you just sending me TikToks of people saying, it's happening, we actually find out what it is to apply for the Traders.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you applied me.
Well, I could after this, because I kind of need some of your answers for some of this.
Okay, go on. I'm ready.
I've always been curious. I'm like, what does it take to be on this show? So, I mean, boring stuff. As of April 1st, you have to be 21 or older.
Done.
You have to have a valid passport, but we can rush that. Don't you worry.
I was like, I don't have that.
And you may not be seeking public office. So thank God you postponed your presidency.
They won't even accept me.
Applications are open.
Not because I have a criminal background or anything, which I don't know if you can have that.
Okay. Anyways, applications are open for Traders until March 10th, so next week.
Well, then we have to really get my passport going. Jeez Louise.
It'll be fine. Nope. It'll be fine. Because they're not actually filming this until May/June-ish.
Oh, so okay, we're fine.
We can make it happen. So some of the questions that you have to answer are, you have to make a video kind of telling them about yourself, which I feel like you could do. You know, you're a radio person. You can schmooze and kiss babies and stuff. But the biggest section is they ask you, if given the choice, would you choose to be a traitor
Done.
Or a
Arnie
faithful?
No.
Okay, which one?
Faithful. I
now,
literally,
why?
Oh, I can't lie. I'm horrible at lying. I think you can tell when I'm lying. I smile a lot. I get red in the face. I am horrible at it. And you know how people tell you that when somebody's lying, they look up in like the left or the right corner or whatever? Mm-hmm. Oh, I do that 100%. So I got to be a faithful, and I really, really want to be a faithful.
Okay. I think you should not say any of that, because I don't think they're going to let you in at all if you just say that I'm really bad and I'm really, really obvious.
They're like, actually, we're not going to take you for either one, but thanks for coming.
I think you need to lie about lying.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Whether you've got a kid who's a picky eater or maybe it's your partner who's a picky eater, I think I have the perfect hack for you because I have proven science that this works. Just tell them that it's loaded and they'll be excited about it. Let me explain. We were making our meal plan for the week yesterday, and my boyfriend Curly is not normally a picky eater by any means because he knows that I'm gonna make it, so he's gonna eat it. But I was like, one day I feel like we need to do a chicken meal, maybe like chicken and potatoes of some sort. And he was like, that sounds boring. I don't want chicken and potatoes. I'm like, okay, let me find a recipe and we'll see if you change your mind. I turn around 5 minutes later. I go, what about loaded buffalo chicken potatoes? And he goes, I'm in. That sounds delicious.
Oh my God.
All I had to do was say it was loaded. I didn't even tell him what it was loaded with.
You ended up telling me that this recipe earlier while we're eating our lunch, and the word loaded didn't work on me. I think it worked on him because, like, I could understand it working for a dude or whatever because it sounds massive. It sounds yummy. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever
load
seen
me up?
Yeah, you ever seen a man eat? The dudes can eat forever and ever and yeah. ever and ever, right? But what stood out to me was the word buffalo.
Okay.
I got to go visit. No, I'm just kidding. No, that stood out to me because instantly I think of buffalo chicken. I think of buffalo, chips or all these things. Mm. So I think you're on to something. I feel like we got to pick words that like...
Add a little sizzle.
Yes, to picky eaters. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because I know there was also ranch on the meal. So that wasn't included in the title. Mm. So maybe you do chicken ranch potatoes. Mm. You know, you got to find, I think you're on to something. You got to find something that's in the recipe that will stand out to the picky eater.
Can I test it with you now? That
yeah,
I know
I'm
that,
picky.
That buffalo is your word.
Oh yeah. Go on.
Buffalo broccoli.
See, and I hate broccoli.
Unless, it worked?
Well, I'm very picky about where the broccoli is, but that, yes, I'm in. I want to know more about where this broccoli's getting the buffalo, or where the broccoli has the, you know what I mean? How's the broccoli getting to the buffalo and the buffalo getting on the broccoli?
I don't know, it's not real. I just wanted to see if you would play along.
Now I'm interested. I thought this was a real thing.
Okay, well, we got you to eat some broccoli then.
I've been modeling one of my body parts absolutely free, but I am pretty proud of it. It's not a way to start a sentence, but it is.
Are you gonna drop the link or something?
Okay. Before your mind gets in that gutter, let's get it out. Okay. I have been hand modeling.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like this
for
is
what?
Okay. I go and get my nails done, and I've been doing this for probably a year now, and the last two times that I've gotten my nails done, I've been doing design. That's not normally what I do. I'm a basic girl. I get one color. That's it. I'm going crazy now, and I've been getting a design, and the last two times I've done that, the nail tech has taken my photo, but it's not just snap the photo, you're done. No. I'm doing like hand model.
She's taking pictures of your hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You said Tish takes my photo. So I'm like, are you just like posing with your hand? Or it's just like promotional pictures of your nails,
yes,
basically.
So she ends up putting, I'll paint a picture for you. So she'll put something down on the table that's cute, aesthetically pleasing. This time it was leather. Before it was this nice white fuzzy kind of like background.
Mm-hmm.
And then last time, on Saturday, she put something around my hand. It was like a hand glove that was like lace.
Okay.
And then she put on some jewelry as well. I took all my jewelry off and we put on jewelry that matched my nail color. So my nail color right now is blue. Mm. So she put all new jewelry on that was blue as well to match it. And then she poses my hands in ways that she wants it to look for the photo. And then I sit there modeling my hands. Now, let me tell you, it is one of the most stressful jobs that I've done because I try really hard not to breathe during this process because I don't want to move. I feel like my hands tend to shake a lot more than I guess I've ever noticed before, but I have to try to keep them still, you know, as she's trying to take the photo. This is her hard work that she's trying to take a photo of. Why are you looking at me
like
this? That
is not at all why I thought you were stressed out about it. I think of it, and maybe this is a me thing I'm now projecting. Hello, uh-oh, this is my moment. I feel like a little self-conscious in my hand. I would be like, oh my gosh, what is there like hair on my knuckle? Or like, are they extra wrinkly?
Oh my God,
wrinkly?
I never thought of that.
That's what I would think. I'm like, oh my God, that I have a hangnail. There's my cuticle.
I didn't
looks
even think
weird.
About that. Well, now that you say that, I do got hair on my knuckles and things like that. And my thingies do look a little long, like freakishly long. Do you ever feel like your hand thingies look a little freakishly long? Like, I sent you a photo of my nails this weekend just so I could show you how they look. And I was like, oh God, I have like freakishly long fingies.
Well, no, I guess I didn't think about that, but I did see the hair on your knuckle.
Okay, well,
I'm
why
just
did
kidding.
You?
No, I didn't.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I do get excited anytime a new type of truck drives by our radio station. However, I think I'm dreaming too big these days.
Go on, tell the class what you thought you saw. You interrupted class for it.
I see what I think I wish I could see, if that makes sense. Because you actually saw it behind me. You're like, whoa, that's a new truck or a new car or new vehicle driving by. And I turn around and just at the corner of my eye, it looked like industrial sized toilet paper on the back of the truck.
And when she says industrial, I think she's thinking that, like, I don't know, the Empire State Building needs to wipe its butt. Okay. That's how big the toilet paper was.
I mean, it was huge. Would I buy it? Yes. Because that means I would literally only have to buy toilet paper like once a year.
No, honey. I think you would buy that and you would be good for the rest of your life. I literally said the Empire State Building could wipe its butt.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love that. I hate buying toilet paper. It feels embarrassing walking through the store like that. It's annoying, like $20 to spend every once in a while.
You're embarrassed to walk through the store with toilet paper?
Oh, I've never grown out of that.
Really?
No.
Oh, why? Because you're buying one ply? No.
No. No. If there's one thing I will spend money on,
it's the nice 2-ply.
Nice toilet paper.
Are you doing Charmin?
Yeah, generally.
Okay. Speaking, all right.
Unless I'm at, you know, like a Costco or something. But I would prefer to buy
the Empire State toilet paper.
I should have ran out there and be like, what are you charging right off the bed of that truck?
Oh, I would bet that is like $15,000. Would it be worth it? If that roll guaranteed last you the rest of your life, $15,000, would you do it?
Well, I'm stupid. I would like to do some math first.
What? But can you imagine you paid $15,000 and then you died tomorrow?
For toilet paper, and then all my loved ones are paying off my toilet paper debts. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. embarrassing. That's mm-hmm. worse than walking through the store with toilet paper.
That's what I'm saying. That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying.
I'll pass. I decided.
I thought my boyfriend neighbor man was going to break up with me Saturday night because of what I texted him.
I don't love you.
What?
Oh my God. I don't know. Like, what would make me go over the edge?
I pretended that I watched a new season of Traitors without him.
Oh, that's sick and twisted.
I know, but I was feeling spicy and I was bored on a Saturday night. Now, he has to work on Saturdays and I don't, and I was bored, so I thought, let's play a fun little dumb
game. Even worse.
So to make this feel believable, what I first did was send a photo of me sitting in my recliner, eating my bowl of food, and had the dog sitting on my lap. Mm-hmm. And I said, snuggles, food, and started season one of Traitors since we can start it now. Clapping hands. He goes, you started it without me? Mm. So then I sent a question mark and I said, I didn't know you wanted to watch it. He said, what do you mean? And I said, huh? He said, of course I wanted to watch it. And then I said, when did you say that? because now I wanted the gaslight. Like, what do you mean? When did you?
Wow.
That's when I think he was so mad he didn't respond.
Oh my God.
He left me on read. I then was like, are you mad at me? Hello? Are you there? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Then he comes home from work, runs upstairs and goes, I can't believe you started Traitors without me. How did you not know I wanted to watch Traitors? We literally watched this whole new season together. How could you watch season one without me? I was like, I was just kidding.
That's so evil. Because I would also be,
you would be
extremely mad.
If Curly did something like that?
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I hope you're down to watch it again because I need to watch it and you need to be there for it. So.
I actually thought what you were just about to say was, I hope you're down to find a new girlfriend because we're done.
Well, depending on the show, yes, maybe that too.
I just discovered something today about Neighbor Man, and honestly, it's got my head spiraling because I'm like, oh my God, I should. I have this thought in my head that I should know everything about him, especially because I want to get married, right? Mm-hmm. Is that a bad thing to think?
Well, no. I just don't. You can't be upset when you realize you're never going to know everything.
Okay. Because I just discovered today that apparently he likes Tech N9ne.
Okay.
I didn't know this about him. So he's got a couple playlists that he has created over the last several years, and he really wants me to listen to these playlists because he wants to know, of the music he likes, what do I like about that? That way, if we're on road trips, we can listen to the same music, I guess. Because we don't really like the same music. I'm not going to lie. He listens to some weird things. I like whatever's on Z. He likes things.
Okay.
I don't really know what genre of music he listens to. It's a vibe. I don't really know how to explain it. But on his playlist, all of a sudden pops up, Hood Go Crazy by Tech N9ne. And I'm like, whoa, this is different. This isn't your, like, just of all the other songs, this doesn't fit. But I like this song. I'm not hating on it. And so then I sent him a screenshot. I'm like, why is this on your playlist? And he like texted back and he goes, I love me some Tech N9ne.
Okay.
And I'm like, since when? I've literally never heard you say I love Tech N9ne. Ever in my life. Does this mean one day we're going to go to a Tech N9ne concert?
Well, probably not if he's never mentioned it. I don't know. I feel like dude's music choice is very...
They do.
Confusing.
Uh-huh.
And out of pocket is the best way I can explain it. I feel the same way about my boyfriend Curly because generally he's into hip-hop. He's into rap, Travis Scott, Kendrick Lamar, that type of sphere, right? So when I look at him like at the gym, for example, I'm like, okay, I can kind of imagine what I think he's listening to in his ears.
It's one of those.
However, literally over the weekend, he turned his phone at me and he's playing this song.
What?
Wide Awake by Katy Perry?
No hate on Wide Awake by Katy Perry, but my first thought is, how is that a gym song?
I thought he was going to be like, oh, I'm listening to like, sometimes he'll pick like a Justin Bieber song, okay? And I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's so great. I was guessing anything but Wide Awake by Katy Perry. And he was so proud of himself. And you know what? I say pop off, diva. I love that he knows the girly pops.
I'm not laughing because I know my music's all over the place, right? Yeah. There's like Once in a Blue Moon, I'm into country.
Dude, we were doing pull-ups. And he was doing it to Wide Awake.
Wide Awake.
Exactly.
April Fool's Day is now officially less than a month away. But we're already planning what we want to do.
Which is pretty rare. We have to be pretty excited about something to think this far in advance. And boy, are we excited.
We've both been working for the company for several years now. But the problem with this is that we've only gotten to be on air on Z102.9. If you don't know, here at KZIA, there are multiple radio stations.
Yeah, we have four in this building. We have a sports station, 1600 ESPN. We have an 80s station, Smart FM, and an alternative station, X107.5. So those are like our brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. However, we haven't really gotten to be on the other ones, other than I guess we have been on 1600, but only to pop in to talk to Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
but we haven't really done much. I've never gotten to be on X107.5. I've never gotten to be on Smart FM, and I know you haven't either.
No, but at all.
I feel like this is our year.
How cool would it be for us to take over the airwaves? Not even just on Z, because I, you know, you expect us to be here.
Would right? be here, and we will be on, we'll on be April here. Fool's.
But what if we popped in unexpected places, like the radio stations we don't technically work for?
So that's what we're going to do on April Fool's Day. We're going to go to our brothers and our sisters down the hall, mm-hmm. and we're going to pop in on those radio stations.
Which I can't believe we've never done before, because believe it or not, those doors don't lock, okay? Why have we never just walked in?
I don't know, because I'm afraid I'm going to get in trouble, I think is the problem.
And you still could.
Right, because I don't know a whole lot about 80s. I don't want to sound like a doofus, you
oh,
know?
No. I wasn't alive. Oh, no.
When we go over on 1600 ESPN, I want us to sound like serious sports broadcasters.
Well, you better let that dream go, because that's not going to happen.
I want to talk about serious sporty things, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to take the day serious, even though it's about fooling around, you know?
Well, why you should have told me that. I didn't know that you were trying to be serious. It's a joke.
Well, this is kind of sad to see. On my Facebook page, I see that the Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith has closed at Walt Disney World in Hollywood Studios because they're retheming it to the Muppets. So it's going to be like the same ride, except for now it's the Muppets.
It's still going to be called Rock and Roller Coaster, but instead of starring Aerosmith, it's starring the Muppets. I don't
know why I like this.
I don't know if it's going to have the same...
No.
Oomph. You know what I yeah. mean? Going from Aerosmith to Miss Piggy and Kermit?
Well, I didn't grow up with Aerosmith, and I also didn't grow up with the Muppets, so I feel like I can't relate. Our mm-hmm. generation can't really. You know no. what I'm saying? But I liked Aerosmith. I loved the ride. I just feel like the Muppets is kind of
I feel like Muppets awkward. Is like two steps away from being nightmare fuel that is It's a Small World. You know what I mean?
No.
Scary, and but you're going fast on this one. I'm terrified.
Now you've got the song stuck in my head. It's a small world after all. Thank you. That's going to be in there all afternoon.
You're welcome. That was exactly why I brought it up.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, spring is hopefully just around the corner now that it's officially March, which means spring cleaning time.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking Marie Kondo again? God, remember those days?
No, but... You're not far off, I don't think.
Why?
Because we're talking about, you know, like how to have a balanced, mm-hmm. well-organized, happy home, happy house, happy life,
mm-hmm.
okay? So if spring cleaning is on your list, maybe this is something that you want to try out. That's called house hushing. Shh. Everybody shut up. Shut up. The creator of house hushing.
I'm not good at shutting up, so this isn't going to be well
yeah, we're
for
off
me.
To a great start. The creator is Myquillen Smith, who is an author, knows their stuff, okay, probably. And they say it's a simple method for decluttering that focuses on turning down the visual volume of a room fast. So they say to look at your room and imagine everything has a voice. Yikes, I'm overstimmy already just thinking about it.
Okay, so I would imagine this studio right now. Everything has a voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
So probably things that are like really heavy in pattern or really big items, really bulky items, you would assume have the louder voices and are overpowering the room.
Okay.
So house hushing is, you can take it as extreme as you want. They say that you can start with just removing some of the louder pieces into a holding area and enjoy a simpler, quieter space, and then that helps you decide if that's something that you want to keep or not keep. And then,
so the moral of the story is the less in the room, the quieter the room.
Basically, yeah, or more simple things. If you have a really maximalist room where you have like 18 posters on the wall and you have pillows that have mm-hmm. all different patterns and mm-hmm. stuff, to simplify it will hush the room a little bit.
I feel like this room is really quiet. We don't really have, like, we have no decorations.
No. I would say the Z1 2.9 studio has been hushed compared to years ago.
Uh-huh.
I guess the only loud thing I would say is this ginormous desk that we have, because it is bright yellow.
It's bright yellow.
But I'm not moving this out of here. It's like 5,000 pounds.
I don't know who decided to order a desk that's 5,000 pounds, but whoever decided to order it, you want to move it? It's not going to be me.
That cannot be hushed in this room.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
My boyfriend Curly ended our shopping trip yesterday pouting like a little baby.
The good old day. No, I'm just kidding.
It really was. It ended in a way that you're like, this is what it was like with
Your parents
siblings
when you were a toddler.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry to put them on blast. But it's kind of funny. We did a little bit of like discount store shopping yesterday, like Ross, TJ Maxx, stuff like that. Because we're like, that sounds like fun. Just not really after anything. We wanted to just go see what kind of deals
we usually can find when you get the best stuff.
And that it is. Mm-hmm. The first place we went, I found a pair of like gym shoes, kind of. I'm like, those are actually really cute. They're pretty cheap. We got walk-in season, outdoor season around the corner. I feel like I should get these. And he was like, yes, totally. Love them. Great find, babe. Good job. Then we go to another store. I find another pair of shoes. These are more like casual shoes. He said that they're like old school Nike. I don't know. I don't know shoe models. I thought they were cute. They're green, nice and springy. Wow. And he's like, you have to get these. Like, this is too good of a find for the price that I'm going to be like actually upset if you don't buy these. And I was like, okay, because I was kind of on the fence. I'm like, do I really need green tennis shoes? Probably not.
St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, see, that was the justification I needed. But he convinced me. He's like, seriously, this is like, you're not going to find a deal like this anywhere else. And then we go out to the car and he goes, well, I didn't find any shoes because he's got big feet. Okay. I have a dainty
okay,
seven and a half.
He
does. I've got a 7.5. That's like ideal shoe size. There's always a good.
Generally, most
selection.
Girls are like, I've noticed for us are 8 or 9s.
Yes.
See, you and I, 7.5 girlies, we find all the stuff.
I have a pretty good time finding shoes anywhere I go. So he was like, I'm like, oh, are you like actually upset? And he was like, yeah, kind of. We might need to go somewhere else so I can buy some shoes. And I'm like, well, when did this turn into a competition? Mm-hmm. You talked me into the second pair.
No, I can relate. I can relate. Like, if I'm ever out with Neighbor Man, and again, same thing. You weren't on the hunt. It just happened
to me.
Right? I kind of feel the same way. It's like you want, it's not a competition. It's more that you want to bond, or you want to have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like when your sibling would get a new coat. You're like, well, I want a new coat. It wasn't competition. You're just like, well, I want it too. I get the same way with Neighbor Man. I'll be like, well, we got to go to a store until I can find shoes. And then I get upset. It's not a competition, at least in my head. It's just that I want one now too. I want to rock new pairs of shoes with you.
He's more than welcome to squeeze into my 7.5.
Just might be busting through.
He talked me into buying them. Then he can deal with it.
We're going to be hosting the Olympics in 2 years. And I think I'm qualified to be an Olympian.
Oh, yeah? Since when?
Well, as of this morning. I really never considered myself an Olympian. I definitely don't think I'm, well, ever qualified for it. They put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, years, and a lot of training for it. But I just did something this morning that I'm like, wow, this is an Olympian status right here.
Okay.
I put on my heels this morning with my outfit. And as soon as I put the heels on, I noticed my dogs would be showing a little bit. And that's also when I noticed my toenails weren't fully painted. They were like some of it had fallen off over the last couple weeks. So I had to quickly paint my toenails. Mm-hmm. But I had already put my heels on, so I was like, well, I'm not going to take them off.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what girlhood's all about. What being a girl's all about. So I put I hiked my foot up on the toilet, and balancing on one leg, I then paint the one toe on the toilet. And let me tell you, it was the best paint job I have ever done in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And then I do the other one. I did not fall. And I, again, seriously, best painting I've ever done. Now, I've also painted my toes like a normal person, right? On the ground or in a chair or whatever. And that is not as good as it was today in my heels, mm-hmm. one leg hiked up on the toilet. What the heck's that all about?
That's the Olympics of womanhood. I am not kidding. Been there, done that, right? Mm-hmm. Tis the season where you realize the dogs are not ready for spring weather.
Uh-huh.
And you have to not only peg leg, do it on one leg while you have a heel on, and then you also have to only paint the toes that are showing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg, baby, when it comes to womanhood. You ever just self-tan the parts that show?
Yes.
You ever put on eyebrows with not an eyebrow pencil, like you just made do with a different product? We are sorcerers. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, amen to that. Don't look at my pinky toe because it's not painted.
Of course not. And I wouldn't expect it to be.
Thank you. And then, I've used eyeshadow as eyebrow crap because, I ain't got time to go to the store. And if I had time, then that would mean I have MNTB. And God, we don't want to know what that would do.
Nope. Gold medal. Gold medals all around.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.